Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
We thank you all for being on tonight, amen.
I'm Apostle Dupree, Marcus Dupree. I thank God for each and every one that's on. And we thank God for each and every opportunity we have to bring forth the Word of God. And welcome to the Blog Talk Hour, amen. And it actually equals the Flight Hour. And we thank God for this opportunity we have to share the gospel of truth. And so before we start, let's get to a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, give you honor. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for this opportunity that we have to bring forth your word tonight. Lord God, let this word, Lord God, reset our mind. Let it bring forth change. Let it bring forth impact in the name of Jesus, oh God. Maximize impact, oh God, and do what you desire to do in Jesus' name, oh God, that nothing will, no good thing will be withheld from us, oh God. And let the word of God, your revelation, let truth come forth tonight in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for the impact of change tonight. Lord God, thank you for the shifting, even in the mind, Lord God. Thank you for the heart change in Jesus' name, even for the attitude, Lord God. It's all those areas in our life, that, Lord God, that we need your presence. Thank you for coming forth, bringing forth and coming in and bringing forth change in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, as we submit ourselves to you, Lord God. Speak your word tonight, Lord, and do exactly what you desire to do, Lord God. We stand ready to receive tonight as you continue to do a work within us, Lord God, even on us and through us in Jesus' name. We humbly submit ourselves to you, Lord God, that you may, that your will shall be done in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the impact and change, Lord God, in advance in the name of Jesus. We're looking forward to, Lord God, to see exactly what you want to do, Lord God. Do what you desire to do as we open our hearts to receive tonight. Thank you for manifestation. Thank you for change now in the name of Jesus. In advance, Lord God, do what you got to do in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you. As we send we release and send forth our love, even in our heart and compassion towards one another, Lord God, as we break forth the word of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as we receive the change now in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. All right, so praise God. We welcome each and every one once again, and we thank God for the opportunity we have to share and also to receive tonight. And we thank God for each and every one of you who took part in our robbery to chime in. And we wanted to let you know, for those who listen by the computer, any other airways, the numbers 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, and press 1 to get into the queue box if you desire a question, prayer, whatever it is that we make an answer. We have a comment, amen. We welcome that as well. So, amen. Tonight, we want to get in to something here. This first part of the year is very important, because you starting a new year, it's a new beginning, especially in this season, the time that we're in. You're going to hit it a lot first part of the year. You just might as well face it. But even at the same time, there's opportunities just to attack some old habits and change, make some positive changes in our life as well, even to help us to be more successful this year than we was last year. We don't want any sequels. We don't want any to be continuous of what happened last year or how it was last year. Unless it was just that good that we want to continue on, but it all should always go higher and be better. So, amen. So we don't want a lateral move or anything less than that, but we want to always definitely continue to go higher. In order for us to go higher, we have to deal with more and more areas of our lives to upgrade it, you know. Let me just say this, because there's some things in our life that we have been thinking on a lower scale, or some things, there's some things that we deal with, certain things that we shouldn't have to deal with more than we have to deal with. There's some things that we need to retire. There's some things that we need to hire. And there's some things that we need to just flat out throw out, you know, don't even look at that way anymore, you know. So when you come into a new year, a new start, there's a lot of evaluation going on. It should be going on, because you should look at from where you came from last year and look at where you are and make a decision about where you want to go. So in order for us to make those positive changes, we have to look at the positive and negatives and be honest with ourselves. Some things just don't work for you. Some things do. Some things just never had a chance. Some things, it was the best thing since sliced bread. You know, so we have to be able to look at where we came from, where we are, and also make a decision about where we want to go. Glory to God. So for me, we're going to start, amen, and I want to look at, let's look at Proverbs 1 second here. Okay, let's look at Proverbs 23, verse 7. Proverbs 23, verse 7. And then, okay. All right. As we go to that verse, scripture. So, we will, because we want to understand that if we want success, we must prepare ourselves to be successful. We can't just wake up and say, okay, I want to be successful today and just do nothing. We have to make some really positive and necessary changes if we want to be successful in life, ministry, whatever it is that our heart's desire is. We have to make the positive changes. We have to make the right moves in order for the right things to happen. Amen. So as we look at it, we want to get ready to go forth. And the word of the Lord says, Proverbs 23, verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That, you know, of course, think about that. It is very important for us to understand stinking thinking will cause us not to prosper. We would not have what God wants us to have if we have stinking thinking. So let's read that scripture again. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. So we're focusing on the first part of that. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, it's very, so when we see the thin line between success and failure, sometimes it's a thought away. Sometimes it's just simply a thought from being successful, a thought of being failure. Or doing, actually, you know, doing failure. Because if we don't have the right mindset, our perception will be off. So how we perceive ourselves in this year, how we perceive success, how we perceive our progress, how we perceive our situation, how we see our results will help us to determine success or not. In order for us to have effectiveness in what God has called us and wants us to do, we have to have the right perception about life. We can't go around thinking one way and just think, you know, and thinking that's it, you know, or that's not working against with God. That's not working with God. We cannot fight against God and try and have success. Okay, tonight we want to talk about changing your attitude by resetting your mind. Changing your altitude by resetting your mind. Changing your altitude by resetting your mind. In order for us to go higher in anything, do better in anything, see brand new results in anything, we have to reset our mind. The way we think and come up, we have to change. We have to have a better gripping or walking. The Bible talks about walking in self-control. We have to actually execute great self-control in order for us to be successful in anything that we do on any level. We have to have the right mindset, the right heart set, and be set to win. See, we can't flirt around with disaster or flirt around with failure and be surprised when we don't succeed. So we have to make sure that our mindset, our heart set, and we are set to succeed. So sometimes, we have to be in alignment with victory. We have to be in alignment with success. In order for us to really operate, exit to be on a successful track. We can't be on success with failure, or we can't be on the track of failure and expect success to come out of it. That's like when we talk about doing the same thing, those give you the same results, but you expect something different. That's insanity. So Proverbs 23 once again says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, or as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So it's going to require us having the right thought, the right thoughts, the right mindset in order for us to have what he desired for us to have, See, in order for you to have the results that you need through God, we have to come into alignment with God. We cannot work against God and expect him to bless us. So make up your mind and your heart that this year, this is the year that you're going to obey God. This is the year that you're going to do what you've never done before in order for you to have what you never had. This year, we're going to set a higher standard in our life, in living, and even our mindset. I refuse to have stinking thinking. I refuse to limit myself because of the way I think. See, when we don't think right, we have to remember this. We serve an unlimited God. Unlimited God. We are only limited by what we allow ourselves to be limited to. Come nigh, draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to you. He didn't say, if you draw by, you just draw to me a little bit, and that's going to be enough. He said, draw nigh to him. He didn't even say how close you can come to him. He didn't say how much you can get or how much you can learn him or know him. He didn't give you a limitation. See, we limit ourselves by the way we think, by our own thinking. When we don't have the right mindset or the right heart set, we limit ourselves to the results that God wants us to have. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. Sometimes we won't even ask for God to help us when we desperately need God to help us. Your tears don't move God, but your mouth can. Your tears cannot. It's not going to move God. Yeah, he feels compassion for you and everything, but that's not going to cause him to move in your life. But when you speak, you make your request made known. You begin to speak with authority and command some things to change. See, those are things that's going to cause change to happen. We have to be so determined to win that losing is not an option. We have to be so determined to break through that a wall cannot stop you. You have to be so determined to go higher, so much higher, that the sky yields no limit. It's according to the way you think, the way we think, the way we allow to what we allow ourselves to be limited to. Well, God can do anything but fail. So God, even God himself, there's nothing he cannot do but fail. So fail. He cannot. So if that is the case, if he is in us, we is in him. Now, let me help you with that scripture. Let's go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Amen. John chapter 15, and we will start at verse 1. Because if we got to remember, we're not trying to do this by ourselves. Sometimes we get so caught up in doing this by ourselves, we think for real, that we're by ourselves. He said he'll never leave you or forsake you. And he means exactly what he said. See, man, you might have to question, but God, you don't have to question. You know what I mean? You don't have to wonder if that is God really does. He got when God says, "I never leave you, forsake you," is that just something that sounds good, or is that real? That's real. Okay, let's go to John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the vine; my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now let's stop right there. Let's deal with those first three verses. He says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Understand this. In order to have success in this year, honestly, we have to have the right connections. We have to be connected to people that are successful. Okay, hear me when I say this. It's not according to how much things that people have. Because, see, the truth be told, some people who are in the process of being successful may not have all the tangibles that they believe that come with their success. Some people have like a car, a house, a big business, a building, or it could be something simple as the money. Whatever it is, they're in the process. So those who are in the process of but are on the right track to success, we need to be connected to them. Because, you know, sometimes it's going to take someone who can look at you and say, you know what, the way you're thinking, that's not healthy. It's going to take someone saying, you know what, the way you're thinking, that's not going to give you the right results that you say you want to have. You say you want to be successful, you want to do things for God and this and that, but the attitude that you're living and doing, performing it, is not lining up to what you want to say. It's going to take those kind of people who have a mindset to win to let you know, say, hey, hold up, I remember what you said, but this doesn't align to what you're saying. So it's not, you're working against what you're saying. See, we can't be afraid to look at where we are in order for us to know where we want to go. Or we can't be afraid to deal with where we came from in order for us to properly live today so we can have exactly what God wants us to have tomorrow. It's going to take that kind of discipline. It's going to take that kind of mindset, heart set, to come into that place. So, see, he says he's the true vine, and he said, my Father's the husbandman. He said, every branch that's in me, he said, every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So let's put this in a nutshell. Everything and everyone that's not successful, that's not productive in your life, you have to evaluate. Why are they there? If this connection is not bringing forth any good in me, why stay connected? If this connection is not speaking life in me, but bringing forth death, why am I still connected? It's going to take a cutting away. It's going to take renouncing, just cutting away, backing away from you. It's going to take that kind of discipline and desire to win in order to be successful. Even having the right attitude, you know, if you're around or constantly connected to people with a bad attitude, sooner or later, somebody's gonna rub up on somebody. Either they're gonna change the way they're speaking and doing, or you might go to the same way that they're doing. This is what it's gonna take for us to be successful: a true inventory about where we are, of where we are. We cannot be afraid to deal with the true picture that we see. Yes, it may hurt you because you thought that you were more positive than what you are. It just take a decision. you know what? I got to start changing my way of thinking. I got to start changing my actions. I got to start changing what I'm doing. Whatever I'm allowing that's working against me, I need to stop. I need to cut off. It's going to take that kind of mindset to win and have what God wants to have. No matter what God's desire is for you, until you come into alignment with God, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not that way. So we go further. And he goes on to say, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. So time to cut on bad connections. Well, verse, and we will come right back there. Go to Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. There's some things in our life that's tripping us up. There's some people in our life that's holding us back. We have to trim the fat in our lives. And I'm not even talking about physical weight. But if that's an area to you, then let God deal with you. But when it comes down to you being successful, doing the things that you need to be doing, being impactful, doing what God has called you and raised you up to do, if it's going to take you cutting some bad relationships, then start cutting away. Let the cutting begin. Because sometimes we try to hold on to stuff that's really working against us. We have to question, what is this prospering in my life? Is this really bringing forth the best out of me, or is it bringing forth the worst? Some of us with people, you know, sometimes people we have people in our life that this is they're so frustrating that they're bringing out the wicked side of you, the old side, you know, it's not worth it. So we're called witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin. So if there's anything that we're missing a mark on, which do so easily beset us, which causes us to be set back, causes us not to be go forward the way God desired to. Okay? And let us run with patience. To really be successful, this year, we also need to be patient. We got to be patient with ourselves and also patient with other people. Now, there's some people who don't need patience. They just need a foot and, you know, as far as they just need to be escorted out of your life. Because sometimes, you know, we do this to ourselves. Sometimes we hold on to the bad and suffer the good. The people in our lives that's working for our good, they tend to catch the bad one. But the ones who are not doing anything for us, we're so loyal. But we have to check that. Okay? He goes on so easy to say, let us run this with race with patience that is set before us. Now, so looking at that lets us know that we have to be honest with ourselves. When it comes to certain people and certain things, we have to see for what it is. We cannot make excuses about things or people and expect God to bless that. God is not going to do that. Okay, let's go back to John chapter 15 again. And back to verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that may bring forth more. So God is a God of production. Those areas of me flourishing in our lives, he wants to be even stronger in. So there's no limit to God. He will make us stronger in that. So that's why we have to be mindful Are we keeping people or things and doing things in our lives that's actually hindering us from going higher in God? Are we part of our own demise? Are we part of the problem that we have before us? Are we really working towards solutions, or are we tolerating things much longer than we have to? Because sometimes that's very easy to do. It's very easy to tolerate some things versus changing. But we can't have all that God wants to have unless we make some necessary changes to bring forth, to go forth and do. It's going to take us making our decision. And not only making a decision, but sticking with the decision. Things won't happen because we're too double-minded. One man we want, next man we don't. Like, single women, be careful. I don't need a man. I don't need a man. Now, when you want a man, you don't put out there you don't need a man so much that you can't get a man. And then we got to look at God funny. What does God have to do with what you're saying and you're confessing? You're proclaiming, I don't need a man. I don't need a man. I don't need... See, now when you realize, oh, wait a minute, I do. But you put out so many, you don't put out so many words fighting against you or fighting against what God wants to do. This could be the problem. So be mindful of what you put out there, what you say, and who you say it to. Amen. Amen. Because people will set you up. They will set you up for fail any given day. And so we have to be mindful of that. Amen. All right. He goes on to say, verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. While you are in that process, the word of God is working in you, working through you, to help build you up. So even like an immune system, the immune system has been set to help fight against, strengthen, you know, as far as break forth a new life, whatever it takes for you to live and be successful. That's what has to happen. Amen. Oh, excuse me. Amen. So you are clean through the word which I have spoken through you. The word of God is a purifying agent. It's the necessary process to have his success. The God kind of success, I should say. You know, God wants to do so many things, but we have to be willing and get in position to do it. For those who desire to have a question to question, comment, or concern, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Amen. Amen. So we as we walk this thing out, we got to be so determined to win that nothing that we have should be, or connected to, should be lose. We have to be that determined to win that we're willing to fight against all odds and stand our ground against all those who are not in him. Yes, sometimes we tend to give into pressure. But that pressure is going to break some pipes. Sooner or later, that pressure is going to work, and we're going to find some things. It's going to begin to work in our lives, because when we make a decision, in our heart decision to be successful in God, you will be surprised what comes out of you. You'll be surprised what causes you to overcome some things. As I look at my little 4-year-old daughter, she went through a little thing last week. She had a little strep throat, and the thing was about it was she had the pink eye and strep throat. So what happened? We had to give her some medicine oral, you know, products through her mouth, and then there's some drops we had to put in her eyes for the other part that she was dealing with. So the thing is, that first night, we tried to get those drops in her eye. Oh, my God. She fought, and she was crying. I mean, the fences were up. She was not trying to feel it. And so finally, we was able to speak her language, but it would give her a couple of little minutes, and tell you go ahead through, you get the candy, whatever, this and that. You know, had to kind of work with her, you know, and get her to begin to open up and try and do it. Well, now it's, I think it was Monday when that happened. So Sunday, I think it's a 10-day process that she has to go through. Right now, she was just bragging about how she took, you know, she was able to take the medicine and didn't fight. And then the next day, I think it was the next day, she was after that she had the little meltdown with that the first day. The second day, she came back and said she's going to, you know, she was putting forth effort. She's going to try and take, let's jump the thing in her eye. You know, and all of a sudden, now, she's taking it like a little champ. She said, I know the only thing to do is cause my eye to blink, whatever. I mean, and her simple understanding made us so much sense. But the thing is, when I look at her, the progression of her faith, you know, as we were telling her, the only thing it's going to do is it's going to cause your eye to blink, but you're going to be all right. It's not going to hurt you. She took those words that first night. She marinated, and she learned the next day. The two opportunities came out to give it to her. You could tell that she was fighting. She wasn't necessarily fighting, but she was determined to overcome this thing. I'm looking at her. I'm like, okay. She said, "Damn, I'm not gonna cry. It's nice." She took drops and knew every day and was able to move forward. She took a little deep breath, but she went through it. She didn't fight. She didn't cry or complain. Right now, tonight, she said, okay, you know, you should let you drop the thing in her eye, and just was laying wiping away, and just like, there's nothing to it. We can learn a lot from children. So here's the thing that had frightened her, the thing that had her upset, the thing that had tried to beat her first part of the week. She was just that determined to be a big girl, you know, to where she didn't want to go through those changes anymore. So she began to own it, and she began to walk in it. She began to speak some things. She began to watch God move, because she believed that she could take it. The only thing that's going to happen is her eyes, you know, she blink her eyes a few times, and that's going to be it. So because she took that word, she took that something as simple as that, a little instruction, a little word, she took it to heart, to where she was determined to have the kind of God kind of success, and she did. So what am I saying? See, even though you may be challenged, you may have some challenges, you may face some Goliaths, you may face some bears and lions in the wilderness on your pathway to God's greatness for your life. But even when you face those things, don't let them overtake you. You got to be so willing to stand against all odds in order for you to win. Amen. So don't be intimidated by your challenges. Don't be intimidated by your challenges, but be motivated to overcome. Don't be afraid of that. No. Don't be pushed around, bullied by these challenges. You strengthen up, whatever way you strengthen up, and you overcome it. You realize this thing can't stop you. The devil, he's not even, you know, point blank, he don't have what it takes to stop you anyway. You have Jesus inside of you. You have the power of God inside of you. Okay? So you got to know who you are in order for you to fight through and become who he's called you to be. All right, moving on. He says, you are clean through the word which I've spoken to you. He says, abide, stay in me. He says, stay in me. Apart from God, you can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. He says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. So we can't have the true God kind of success without God. We need to tighten up our walk with God and to really understand, okay, God, what is the will of God? What is the will for my life? What is it that you want me to have? What is it you want me to do? See, people can have all of rags, riches, and everything like that, but the fact of the matter is, if some of those things wasn't what God, what you experienced during the times, whatever it case may be, amen, we got to line up, come to that rightful place with God in order for us to have the kind of success that he wants us to have. Christian walk was not meant for you to walk by yourself. Now, with that being said, we shouldn't have to be dependent on the crowd or following the crowd. But at the same time, it's something within reason. Amen. We look at it and do what we have to do. Okay, he says, goes on to say, "You cleave to the word which I spoke to you, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me." We cannot have that kind of success if we're not grounded in God. If we don't have that place, if we're not doing as you've been instructed to do, no matter whatever it is, we can't have that God. We can't have the real true success that God wants to have without Him. We need God. We need to be connected to Him in order for Him to shine through us. That's like a projector. In order for that projector to work, it has to be plugged in to create the juice to cause it to bring forth, to go forth the rainfall, whatever it is we use it. See, we have to allow Him to use us as a vessel prepared for the Master's use. And cannot be willing, but cannot take no for an answer. We're not going to lose. Okay, so amen. All right, so we're going to go back to our original text. Amen. So, matter of fact, so the verse of scripture we started off with was, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Our mindset need to be reset to God's standard. Our mindset needs to be reset to God's frequency. Amen. Whatever it is going to take us to be on that level where God wants us to be on, it's going to take some change. It's going to take some decisions making. Amen. It's going to take you doing what it has to be done in order for you to have what He wants you to have. We have to do those changes. Amen. So, even along with that, let's go to that scripture is, sorry, just wait 1 second. Sorry, a little bit of technology is kind of tripping at times. Okay, and then let's go to Luke 6, 43 through 45. Luke 6, 43 through 45. Amen. We're almost there. Luke 6, 43 Okay, here we go. All right, so remember, changing your altitude by resetting your mind. Changing your altitude. How high you go in life, ministry, whatever it is you determine to go higher in, it's according to your altitude. Amen. You got to change your altitude and even the way you think, wherever it is, into the place where God can use you. Amen. All right. So once again, we're going to Luke chapter 6, verse 43. All right. "A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad fruit cannot produce good fruit." So, in other words, we can't work against God or work against what He wants to do, but yet still expect God to come through for us. So we can't have a bad mindset, but expect good actions to come out of it. "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Glory to God. And then, he said, "In bad tree cannot produce good fruit." So we have to, examine the source. We have to realize and really make a decision: is this really going to work out for my good? And be realistic. it's better for you to be real than get caught up being fake. All right. So it goes on. 43:44, a tree is identified by its fruit. People say, you know, can't judge them, this and that, but your actions condemn you before I say anything. Amen. I saw someone the other day, someone who's going to church with and everything, and they bought them four cans of Heineken. It was in the store. And, you know, I saw them, and I didn't even say a word. But I know he felt me. I didn't have to say a word. And he already knew the conviction felt heavy. See, we have to understand that who God wants you to be in this year is far greater than who you came from. What he has for you now is not even compared to what's going to come in the future. But our decisions, what we choose to do and not to do, those are things that cause us not to have that kind of success. When we're so determined to do it our way. But he says the word is going to cleanse you. The word is going to prepare your heart. The word is going to challenge you. God will challenge you in a heartbeat. He will challenge you, and then you mess up. Amen. So God wants you to have success. And it's going to take you with the right heart and mindset to win. Now listen, Jesus, our elder brother, now some people say he called, you know, saying that he's, you know, but Jesus, you know, he's our elder brother. And because we're joint heirs of God and then joint heirs of Christ. So understand, even in its simplest form, that in order for us to have success, we have not only plan it, but operate in it. We have to make sure and be determined that we're going to stand and not fail. We're going to stand and not give up. It's very important that we do. So bottom line is, with that, I saw her, but bottom line is, when it comes down to having the God kind of success that he wants us to have, we have to make the necessary preparations in order for us to have it. We cannot no longer be blaming people for our success or not for our success. It's so determined on them or whatever the case may be. Let's stop shortchanging ourselves and go for it this year. Go for what you have never done. Go for what you haven't done in this past year. This is this time and season for you to go forth and knock it out. This is the year that you see the heart of God, your heart after God's own heart, begin to cause things to happen. You have to be so determined to win that losing is not an option. And that's what we're fighting for. Losing is not an option. We're not called here just to lay on like a lump in the road and just get along. Kumbaya. But we are believers. Believers are called to believe from hearts so far greater than our own. So this is why we have to be so determined to win, even in the midst of opposition, even in the midst of everything going crazy in the haywire. We have to be just determined to win. We have to be that focused that losing is not an option. Amen. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. All right, and okay, he goes on to say, a tree is identified by its fruit. Think about it. You want to know, how do you know if an apple tree is an apple tree? You see the apples. You see orange, you know it's an orange tree. Grapefruit, you know, you do what it is. But then, he said, a tree is identified by its fruit. Figs are never gathered from thorns and bushes, and grapes are not picked from bramble bushes. The NLT, I mean, the in King James Version says, for verse 23 says, for a tree, for a good tree, bring forth not fruit corrupt. For a good tree that bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither do a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So then we go on to say, for every tree is known by its own fruit. So what you're producing, what you produce is going to tell me who you are. What you let go, let happen in your life is going to say who you are. Okay, things are not gathered from the thorn bushes and grapes are not picked from bramble bushes. Okay, so the next verse is, every tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of bramble bush gather they grapes. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And evil produces evil things from the treasury of his own heart, his evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your ear. The King James Version says, a good man out of a good measure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bring forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. So what we meditate on this year, what we allow to get into our spirit this year, what we practice without the big game on, is going to be exactly what we have. We have to be that determined to win that losing is not an option. You have to be that determined this year that you're not going to quit in the middle of the project. You cannot afford to go back now. You cannot afford to quit on God, because God did not quit on you. And not only that, but we got to understand that our success is not only for those who, for the quiet ones, but our success affects everyone around us. We have to be that determined to win. Once again, that losing is not an option. So thank God for each and every one tonight. Be encouraged. Know that your altitude can change because of your mindset. We have to reset our mind to success. We have to attack those bad habits that we have of doing things against the nature of God in our lives. When we're determined to have God kind of success, we will have that kind of success. Let nothing stop you from getting where God wants you to be. Never quit. Never give up. So once again, thank you for just checking this chime in tonight, for receive. Amen. If there's anyone who desires to speak right now, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the key box. Amen. Is there anyone tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to go forth in this part. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for each and every one in the sound of voice who's come forth to receive tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for them receiving exactly what they need, Lord God. Let it be prophetically speaking and flowing, and even apostolic authority. We thank you for right now in the name of Jesus, God, for your presence, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your move of your spirit, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we thank the Lord for him moving in our lives. Amen. He moves in such a miraculous way, even just the simple things God may do, he'll cause some rare things to happen. So be encouraged, amen, as you go forth tonight. And we thank God for the changes he's making that's going to work out for our good. So praise God. So thank you all. You'll have a wonderful night, and may God continue to bless you. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
To serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes,
it is. To serve the Lord.
I'll be serving, the Lord. Though sometimes my road gets dark and weary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. 'Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. Way down on the inside. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
Can I get a one-on-witness? Can I get a one-on-witness? I gotta love my friends, and whenever you see me, I'll be.